Informal chats with the Jansha Chin. Speakers include Tam, Phil, Maeve, Sarah, Alberto, and other friends.
People cannot understand that, even it's Thai language.
Yeah.
That's why the meaning is more important. Because when I speak broken English, everyone can understand the meaning. But if I didn't have the broken English, I speak quite very good. But what about the sense? Yeah. So the meaning, the sense is more important.
The meaning more the important than the terms.
Right.
Sometimes we have no idea what it stands for. Yeah.
I don't know whether the writer knows that too, because he is good in translation.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the understanding?
Yeah.
Otherwise, there will not be the raw practice at all.
Like the examples I gave of those wrong views, and everyone says, oh, just thinking like that is kamapata, but if it's not considered carefully, they translate the words according to their understanding.
Even if the sutta between the translations of Bhikkhu Bodhi and the translation of Thanissaro, sometimes it's very different. Yeah. And into Vietnamese also, when you read the translation, bhavana immediately means doing something.
Right.
So I think the discussion is very helpful too.
Mm-hmm.
Like on those kinds of wrong view, like those three kinds, and Robert gave a note that Bhikkhu Bodhi added in CMA, but saying that just thinking like this is akusala kamapata.
Can there be Deva who has wrong view?
Sure.
See? But it's not the result of wrong view. But the person who has wrong view can do good deeds.
Mm-hmm.
It does mean that when it's quite great wrong view, then there's no good deeds at all.
Right. Can still do good deeds or wrong deeds, we don't know.
So how can we say that it will condition such strong, bad result or unwholesome results as not being able to be born in the heaven? It depends.
So when we say that something is called kamapata, so that means that it can give result in the future. It can give result as a rebirth in some. Okay. So that means that if the wrong view doesn't condition deeds and words, then it doesn't. Yeah. Then it doesn't condition rebirth in us.
Is it possible that if the wrong view arises very strongly, so that, as you said, at one time one is convinced?
What about the deeds and speech?
Yeah.
If no deeds,
well, there's some
it doesn't
kind of
harm anyone at all.
But what about, isn't there some level of dosa that's
Even so. No. It can be when someone used the supernatural power, not by other weapon.
Mm.
Not by hands
right.
and action,
right.
but it can condition killing.
Right.
So when they particularly refer to these strong wrong views being kamapata, do they mean that it will definitely lead to deeds and speech? Is this the
It's the kamma,
yeah.
see, and pata, two words, the way, the path of kamma. When it's done.
Only when it's done, yeah.
It's true that when someone is very, very convinced of his wrong views, then usually it's manifested in words and deeds.
For example, they don't like to hear right view.
Yes.
Like that guy that
is.
It follows almost immediately. Yeah.
So, kama and pata. Pata means done, does it? Or
path.
But so when they say that, when they refer to the wrong view as kama pata, they mean it is what it will lead to kama pata.
I keep on thinking, what's the point of thinking over it so much rather than understanding whatever appears?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to be the expert on the terms and the books, yeah. But if the other has accumulation for it, leave it to that person to think over it.
This one I only mentioned because people disagree with it. No.
Who agrees and who disagrees, yeah. The most important thing is to understand reality as it is.
It's still seeing now, still visible.
In a dream.
What if someone teaches wrong view and the listener does not believe?
Good. No problem.
So is that some
other? It's their problem.
Wholesome is wholesome. Unwholesome is unwholesome.
For killing, for example, there's the intention of...
Yes, it has to be a body killed, yeah. Right? I understand what you mean. So when you say no one's converted...
It indicates whether that killing is kaya kamma, vachi kamma, or mano kamma, that's all.
For example, a person could, motivated by a wrong view, just do something in the privacy of their home. It still become a pada, wouldn't it? They could, you know, worship, do something.
No, because it's not hurting anyone or harming.
So what is kamma? Chetana, see? Different degrees.
That manogamma doesn't hurt anyone.
Sorry?
Manogamma. You say, just saying it doesn't hurt anyone, but manogamma doesn't hurt.
What do you mean by manogamma? It's like you're saying any kind of kusla or akusla. What do you mean by manogamma?
It was just in answer, because you were saying...
Oh, that was in relation to killing.
The manogamma.
You have the intention.
If you plan for a long time to kill, it's mano karma through bodhidharma, kaya dwara.